I'll catch y'all on Kings
Love
of Talk, man.
Talk
Once again,
Radio.
Number 347.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
The Kings, people, dog, is who we are. It's me by yelling, man, I'm kinda working on my raw. While the world tries to persecute me, the line of Judas with me, nothing you can do to me. If he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Covered by his blood, hashtag all in. I'm suited up, man, I know you hear the armor clanking. Walking, fighting against the spirit, no time for fleshly banging.
No time for fleshly
banging. Ain't got no time for the naysayers. I can do all things, cause I'm strengthened by my savior. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the lame walk. But you gotta fast and pray, I tell you, dog. That's kingdom talk.
Kingdom talk. Kingdom
I've been
talk.
Saved and I ain't turning back. Going hard for the kingdom till the day the sky cracks. Life
crack.
Eternally. Man, can you picture that? Paid for by the cross that he bore on his back.
On
the
his
kingdom
back.
Being preached sea to sea and coast to coast. Powered by the Holy Ghost.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
Man, what's going on, people? Welcome back to another edition of Kingdom Talk Radio. It's your boy back in the building, Tony Dyson. What's going on, everybody? Still suffering from this little nagging cough, man, but we gonna get it through. So let's set it off right, man. Giving honor to God, whom every day I make the head of my life, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow, to my pastor, Bishop Anthony Taylor of New Hope Worship Center, to my wife and all of you, man, that continue to support Kingdom Talk Radio. Day in, day out, week in, week out. What is going on, people? It's another Tuesday night. We back up on the scene, man. Kingdom Talk is moving on. Man, it's crazy. Tonight is actually the 5-year mark of Kingdom Talk Radio, but I've been kind of busy lately, man, so I really haven't had a chance to put together the 5-year anniversary show, so I'm looking to do that. If you'd like to be part of the anniversary show, man, hit me up and we'll go from there. I'm gonna tell you like this, y'all. I am not gonna hold the lines long tonight. My thing is that I just want to have an open show. If you're streaming, you feel more than free to call in 347-996-5129. I'm answering questions, you know what I'm saying, live on the air. So, you know, it's very seldom that I've been able to really, really do that. You know what I'm saying? So, I pray that everybody's well. Keep this world in your prayers, man. I mean, this nation, dude, that there's some things going on. You know what I'm saying? And we got to be prepared, y'all. So stay prayed up. On all levels, you know what I'm saying, because it's about to go down. But anyway, man, just sitting here, you know, just been thinking for a while, and the thing is that always we look over life, man, day in, day out. We look at our situations, we look at other people's situations, and we always, you know, we always think that the grass is greener on the other side. And if you watered your grass too, it'd be green also, you know what I'm saying? Many times you have to make the most of what you have. You have to nurture it. You know what I'm saying? You have to cherish it. You have to love it. You have to respect it. Nobody else is going to do that for you. But too many times we're looking at someone else's situation and we see the flowers and the buds and the butterflies and the bees. But if you trace that back to the stem of the flower and you trace the stem of that flower back into the ground and you traced the soil that was around that root, you're going to have some manure. And the thing is that many times people only see the butterflies and the birds and the bees, you know what I'm saying? They don't understand the crap you went through to get where you are. So I'm saying this, man. Continue to do you. Continue to keep God first in all shapes, forms, and fashions of life. And be the best you that you can be. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your time trying to emulate or envy others. There's only one Michael Jordan. There's other guys that can play basketball. There's only one Michael Jordan. There's only one LeBron James. There's only one Kobe. There's only one Shaq. You know what I'm saying? There's other guys that can play like them, but they're one of a kind. We are one of a kind. Even twins have different personalities. You're just as unique as your fingerprint. Why not live that out on a day-to-day basis? You know what I'm saying? So like I said, man, you know, tonight I'm, if anybody wants to call in, you know, it's funny when you hold shows like this, man. Some people just kind of, you know, stick their head in the sand and just kind of listen to it from afar. And it's all good. Because what I'm going to do tonight, man, I'm going to be like real selfish tonight. I'm going to play some of my favorite songs, man. Even made by me. You know what I'm saying? So, this is what, excuse me. This is what we get ready to do. We get ready to take a short break, man. One of the first songs, man, that I recorded at Kingdom Varsity Studios is Put In Work with Black. So I'm going to play that right quick, man, and see what jumps off here on Kingdom Talk Radio. So we'll be right back at you, man, with Kingdom Talk Radio very shortly.
Yo, what up, world? This your girl, Black. And you got my big brother, Tony D, on the track. You already know when we get together. We go
put in work.
We go
put in work.
And we go
put in work.
We go
put in work.
That sin will arrest you. It'll make you a slave, but you can be saved and set free by the lamb that was slain. And we go.
7:15, you were a wolf betraying sheep. The Bible teaches that the earth will be inherited by the meek. Not about a religion, but the kingdom of God is what I preach. I can make a mountain move, all I gotta do is speak. Genesis 1:26, he gave his dominion on the earth. But before we could rule, we had to be like him first. Psalms 82:6, he calls us gods with little g. Jesus said we do greater things than speaking to and killing trees. Many say different things, even calling Christ a hoax. But the bloody shed was real. And on my were bragging boasts. Romans 10:9 it states, confess with thy mouth, thou shalt be saved. That Jesus Christ was crucified and God raised him from the grave. A child is born, a son is given, with the government on his shoulders. Praise God for that day, and angel rolled away that boulder. The kingdom now is being preached. I pray your feelings don't get hurt. I got my sword, I got my shield. I tell you, dog, we put in work.
We go
put in work.
We go
put in work.
And we go
put in work.
We go
put in work.
That sin will arrest you, it'll make you a slave, but you can be saved and set free by the lamb that was slain. And we go
put in work.
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 That sin will arrest you, it'll make you a slave, but you can be saved and set free by the lamb that was slain. So sick you tired of this rat race, you rat face devil. Hand me the shovel, dog, cause I'm about to bury him. I refuse you, your angels, and anyone that carries them. It's time to go to war, I'm about to strike. Spring a gerium or defeat my aquarium. He cost me so much pain, I had suicidal thoughts swimming all in my brain. But now my Lord reigns, turn my pain into pleasure. Turn testing the treasures, man, my mess took me measures. I won't succumb to pressure, devil only comes to test you. Take your father, then you won't be, then you'll depress ya. That sin will arrest ya. It'll make you a slave, but you can be saved and set free by the lamb that was slain. And we go,
put in work.
We go,
put in work.
And we go,
put in work.
We go,
put in work.
That sin will arrest ya. It'll make you a slave, but you can be saved and set free by the lamb that was slain. And we go,
put in work.
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 That sin will arrest ya, it'll make you a slave, but you can be saved and set free by the lamb that was slain. Come on.
What's up, man? That's my girl, Black, King of YC Studios. Recorded that for me, man. Really, really, really appreciate you, sis. Moving along, man. Man, you know, this past week has really been a journey for me. You know, I got promotion and transfer with Bank of America. So now, you know, I've transferred banks right here in my community. And, you know, looking to make a difference. And the crazy thing is that, you know, it's, when someone is genuine and they're talking to people that need help, whether it's navigating the banking system or opening, you know, their checking accounts or whatever the case may be, people, you know, gravitate towards genuine people. I use that analogy to say this. Since we just, you know, shooting the breeze tonight, quite frankly, you know what I'm saying? Unless someone got any questions, you can inbox them to me. You can tweet them to me, Facebook them to me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. But I look at things like this, man. And I know sometimes that my heart may cause me to be naive at times. You know what I'm saying? But I always try to look for the God in everybody. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we were all birthed through God. You know? And the same thing, you know, needs to be principle when you're representing, you know what I'm saying, God and representing Christ. Is that your heart should always be for people, not programs, not propaganda, not promotions. It should always, you should always have a passion for people. And I think that over time, we've just lost our way of who we really supposed to be and how we really supposed to get it done. I mean, we've gotten to the fact that the time now to where, you know, holidays at church, man, are the hoopla. And, you know, I look at this upcoming Sunday, man, it's Easter Sunday. I was celebrating this Friday as Good Friday. And the best thing that ever happened out of that Friday many years ago is that Christ gave up his life for us. The people that were yelling and screaming and cursing and spitting on him, he still marched to Calvary. Didn't complain. You know, a lot of us give up when we don't get the support that we think that we should get. And Christ had 12 homies, man. He had 12 disciples, you know, that he had. Showed miracles and showed how to do the miracles and showed them how to, you know what I'm saying, how to navigate. And it's like they left him hanging. Literally. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like I put that into perspective nowadays, to where we had a couple of partners, man, and things kicked off and our partners left us hanging. Number one, we're going to have a grudge towards our partners, and then we're going to have a grudge towards everybody. You know what I'm saying? And even when Christ was left hanging and he was taking on the punishment meant for us, he did it with love in his heart. And I say that to say this, man, many times things are not going to go how they should go or how we think they should go. Things are not going to go how we want them to go. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day is, who do we have it? Who do we have, you know what I'm saying, that we're trying to impress? See, when you're doing things from your heart of hearts, man, it doesn't matter what type of attaboys or accolades that you get for them. So this Sunday, man, as we begin to, you know, prep for Sunday, should I say, but the buying of the clothes, the buying of the candy, and you know what I'm saying, all this ritualistic stuff. Why don't we back and really look at this thing for what it's worth? Y'all know me, man. I'm gonna call it like it is. But just really, really take this on for size, and just really take this thought process. As we're running out buying candy and Easter baskets and clothes and shoes, stop and think to yourself, could these finances go to another use or possibly a better use? And if you can't come up with an answer, understood about this. Those places that we're spending our grocery money on shoes and Easter outfits and the clothes and all this good stuff, if someone was to detrimentally fall ill in that establishment, or someone really needed prayer in that establishment, would you be able to do what you needed to do without being asked to remove yourself or to be kicked out or escorted out? Ask yourself that. And if the answer is no, I want you to reevaluate where you're spending your money. Because the thing is that a lot of these businesses have started to prostitute us, God's people. They started to prostitute on our belief. They started to prostitute us being so materialistic that we wait for this one weekend to crowd the barbershops and crowd the beauty salons and crowd the suit stores and the dress shops and the shoe stores. For what? To fix ourselves up on the outside for man to see. To go to church this one day, to be seen. But yet, we refuse to go to God in private to fix ourselves up on the inside for Him to see. I don't know about y'all, man, but that's deep. It's really showing how our adoration of ourselves has really taken over our thought process, our mindsets. It has really taken over who we are as people. It's deep. But I'm going to put a pin right there. As I told you, man, I'm going to be real selfish. And I'm not going to hold y'all on tonight, man. You know, I'm waiting for some people to hop on. And if not, I'm going to continue my banter with myself. And we're going to go ahead and call it a night, man, as we prep for the five-year show. So this is another song I done, man, called Lord, I Thank You. I really like this song, man. It really put my heart out on my sleeve, man. It really, you know, allowed me to put some feelings on paper. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. Along with this other song that I did with Robert Dean Carter, I'm trying. I don't know if I have that just yet. I'm going to see if I can find it while this song is playing. But here we go, man. This is Lord, I Thank You by myself and Chris T from the group formerly known as PGC. So check it out.
Yo, this song goes out to any and everyone who's been in the struggle. I want you to know that regardless of what you've been through, regardless of what you're going through, that God is right there with you. Lord, I thank you. Growing up in the home with no mama, dad, track, practice, football games. No one understands. My grandma and my aunt were the only family that I had. Giving up on my natural mom. Tell you, man, it's pretty sad. 3 months old, a baby boy destined to be doomed. Kept my feelings bottled up. Through my pain, I showed gloom. As I went to school, man, I didn't quite fit the mold. A chubby boy with nappy hair. People stares turned me cold. Since I was by myself, I always got picked on. Labeled as a fool in school, I constantly got sent home. When I hit my teenage years, to the streets I started hanging. Meeting girls, smoking, drinking, and I started gang begging. Runners with the police, my attitude, forget them. Friends dead in the street who thought they colors kept them. Even though I went to church, I didn't think that you were true. I hit that water, came up new. Lord, I gotta say thank you.
Lord, I thank you for saving my life. Lord, you died on the cross and you gave me new life. Joy comes in the morning, we can live for a night. I made it through my night. Lord, I thank you for saving my life. Lord, you died on the cross and you gave me new life. Joy comes in the morning, we can live for a night.
Lord, you reign in the
morning.
Now at the age of 22, I'm back home in.
Okay, so what I'm noticing about that song, this is not the mixed version, and I'm listening to it, I'm
like a peasant chasing out the wolf things with death be my present.
But
occupied with crazy things drowning in my
back. I'll try to find the finished version. So let me do this, man. I still want to cut to a song right quick. So my boy King David, man, I haven't played him on the air for a while. So check this out, man. This song is called Me Too. And we'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk.
Prodigal in me. See, I had a home, rather a house of worship, but I leave that alone. Know there's a truth out there, but a lie's been comfortable. I came up in Evans, I'm trying to die Huxtable. I pursued what I felt, thought I could choose a route for myself. Drowning, ain't no truth in my flesh, what's probably at the root of my meltdown. I've spoken, I've drank up, I've spoken in anger. There's loathing and can't trust, I was hoping I'd hang up. Let's open this thing up. The we get prayed on, not prayed for. And I'm supposed to remain tough.
What?
Just doping has been my coping, but if I'm stuck in the same stuff, I'm broken, no faith is spoken, there's a glory I can't touch. No wonder I can't love, straight up. It sickens me that I keep fighting, but have yet to see any victory. No power lights out, though a small fire's been licking me. Heard you died for the world, help me believe you did for me.
Yeah. It's great for me too. It's great for me too.
For me too.
After all I've done, can I just go run into him? Is it safe for me too? Where the way they reach you, could you really be home?
Yeah. I blast my president, pass online, people get to agree. But even I don't like my status, despicable me. I've stolen to eat before, but still simply a thief. I've relied on lies to supply what's missing, they ain't get me complete. Use my talent to appear amongst my peers, strong, true.
You know what?
I've woken up in beds not knowing quite who they belong
what's
to.
Your name?
Some nights in my life I've forgotten that the center was strong proof. They said God wanted to use me, I said he's gotta be choosing
come
the wrong
now.
Dude. I grew up in a church,
how much more should I put in?
I've taken your name in vain, Lord, when I swore that I wouldn't. I avoid what you take me, seeking more than a maybe. I've aborted a baby.
Really,
Lord, can you save
me?
Trying to hold on, but I can't breathe. The things I'm engrossing got me choking. Though a clown just spoke, man, I'm hoping you'll try another approaching. Drama like office, but if I die, then it's so in. Can't end this streak as your enemy. Can we really be close, friends?
Oh, come on. It's great for me to help me. It's great for me to. I want to know. After all I've done, can I just go run into your door?
Out of the muck and the mire, high now from drugs, my desire. I'm plugged now, plugged into Messiah. Who didn't leave me to die? Death that was destined for fire. Blessed, there's no question that I'ma give you the best of my life until this flesh it expires. The blood is still works for the thugs and real jerks. I love to heal hurts that doesn't grudge but gives work. I ain't for sale no more. There ain't no price tag. The word spoken a while back. Now my life matters.
Oh,
what's going on, y'all? We back with more Kingdom Talk right here on Blog Talk. So, man, like I said, we got the Q&A going on tonight. So, if you're streaming and you just don't want to be live on the air, Facebook friend, you got my phone number, go ahead and inbox a question. I mean, I won't read your name. I'll read the question, you know what I'm saying, and we'll go ahead and get an answer for you. But as I was talking about, you know, before the break, just talking about Easter, man, and it really perplexes me, you know, that, and I'm really going to elaborate, you know, a little bit on exactly what I said earlier, is that we go about, we spend money that we don't have to dress our kids up for this one day, to dress ourselves up for this one day, to attempt to make ourselves feel good by the clothes that we have on instead of us feeling good about the skin that we're in that God has placed us in. We're teaching our kids materialistic ways. You know, mama, am I going to get some Easter shoes? Am I going to get some Easter clothes? Excuse me. We have an Easter life. That means that we're supposed to be dressed up in our best. And I'm talking about heart and mind and smile and feeling and emotions every day of the year. I feel that it's so funny, man, that man has us perplexed through tradition and religion to take everything away from what Jesus died on the cross and place it on the shoulders of a bunny that lays eggs and some candy. I mean, I love the Easter. Yeah, look, don't get me to farting, man. I love the Easter candy. I love the jelly eggs. You know what I'm saying? I love the Reese's peanut butter eggs. I love them. You can hear it in my voice. Y'all know what I'm saying? But when I'm going Monday when all the Easter stuff get half price. You know what I'm saying? Anywho, but what I'm saying is that it's crazy that traditions have flipped our mindsets. It's crazy that tradition has flipped our hearts to be geared towards what man thinks of us. So now we want to sacrifice what we could be doing, what we should be doing, to do what we think people want us to do. And it's crazy. We live our whole lives trying to live up to what someone else thinks of us instead of living up to what Christ has already said. The work is complete. God said, you're made in my image and my likeness. Psalms 82 and 6, we're God's children of the Most High. We were fearfully and wonderfully made. So we would rather try to live up to an expectation of someone that always looks down upon us. See, because man will never be satisfied with your accomplishments. Man will never be satisfied with the goals that you have reached. Man would never be satisfied with the plateaus that you hit in life, with the ceilings that you shatter. Man would never be satisfied. But we have to find our own satisfaction in God, man, and in God alone. You know, the last couple of years, man, of Kingdom Talk Radio, that I've really, you know, tried to bridge some gaps and break down some barriers and blast through some walls, but it just seems like that we keep getting set further back in the equation and keep getting set further back in the situations. And people, God, I'm trying to tell you right now, God is not just for white folks. God is not just for black folks. God is not just for Asians or Mexicans. God is for everyone. But the question really is, will people receive him? We reject that we don't know, that we do not know anything about. We reject it. Well, the signs and the wonders are all around us on a day-to-day basis, but we reject it. You know, the thing is, and really, as I get back to Easter, man, the thing it's like we want to fool ourselves. We want to fool ourselves pretty. How can that be? We would rather fool ourselves pretty so man can adore us than to go to God and have him clean us from the inside out. I heard somebody say that you can put a wig on a pig, and it's still going to be a pig. It's not going to change what it is. And many times that's all we're doing. We're putting wigs on our situations. We're putting makeup on our situations, and God is seeing it. And he's despising it. I don't even know why the conversation tonight took this route, man. This is supposed to be a Q&A. But this is what's on my heart, man. We've been faced with financial dilemmas, with health dilemmas. Were we supposed to be looking to the hills from which cometh our help? All of our help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He shall not suffer my foot to be moved. Funny thing is, we will break our neck to please people. And the biggest commandment of all from God, he's saying love. And we refuse to do it. My God, man. I mean, where's the world headed? I was watching the news last night about, is it United Airlines, American Airlines, whichever airline company it was. And I'm really trying to, I'm sorry. Hold on, y'all. Let me get a drink of water. I am so sorry. And I'm really trying to fathom this in my mind with whatever airline company this was. They sold too many tickets. So like, number one, you didn't know how many seats were on the plane, so you overbooked the plane. Okay, everybody on the plane already had a seat. So they start offering people money and things like that, you know what I'm saying, to give up the seat. Nobody wanted to give up their seat. I mean, shoot. I mean, if I've booked a plane ticket and I have somewhere to be, and I have a certain time that I need to be there, my connected flight, whatever the case may be, no, I'm not giving up my seat. I paid my money just like everybody else. And the most messed up part of it is that they were trying to get an employee on board. So they made someone give up their seat. So the gentleman who they made give up his seat, he was like, I'm not giving up my seat. Apparently they offered him money, whatever the case may be. He's like, no. Apparently he was a doctor. He was going to see a patient. He caught a plane. After all, I mean, I don't know about y'all, man, but usually if there's really somewhere to go, and I really got to be there depending on how far it is. You know, the plane is the sense of urgency to get somewhere. Otherwise, I would have took the train or the bus, whatever the case may be. I mean, that's just me. So, this man refused to give up his seat. So, they had sheriffs and security to board the plane and forcibly remove this man out of his seat. Because he was the one the airline selected had to give up his seat. But he paid his money like everybody else did. But he was chosen to give up his seat. I can't believe that, man. I mean, they pulled and tugged on this man, and they literally drug him off the plane. Whoever that man was, God bless him. I pray for his family. I hope he ends up owning United Airlines or American Airlines, whichever one it was. I can't remember, so I don't want to throw nobody under the bus. But whoever you were, I hope that family owns you. For an employee. Really? Excuse me, y'all. So they didn't know that the flight was overbooked when they were selling tickets. It's little things like that really gets under my skin about humanity. You know, when I used to work on Lindell here in St. Louis at the Bank of America, I would go through the city coming home. I would go through, you know, all the way up Kings Highway to West Florence, and then you pass some of the, you know what I'm saying, grittiest neighborhoods on the way. And there's times I'll stop at the little Church's Chicken right there on Kings Highway, man, and brought some chicken home, you know. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I wear a suit to work every day. So one particular day, man, I was right on Keys Highway and West Florissant. And I'm getting ready to turn, you know, get ready to go home. I've been to work all day, you know, got this 20-minute drive, you know. And I see this man and a woman in the middle of the street that their car has stopped. And he's trying to push. It was an older model car, so I guess, you know, the older model cars, man, you know, once the car stopped, man, that power steering is out the window. You know what I'm saying? So she's trying to steer the car. There's a bus. All right, y'all. Let me say this. And I hate to make this disclaimer because, you know, most of the time when people make this disclaimer, it's like, yeah, whatever. Y'all know I'm far from racist, dude. Like, seriously. Far from it. But the man and the woman in the street, you know, black young people, trying to get the car up the street. There was a bus stop right there. Bus stop full of black folks. Yeah. I'm going to call it like it is. The bus stop is full of black folks, man, watching them struggle. And I said to myself, if this light turns green and I can get up on this lot, you know, so I'm crossing traffic, I'm going to pull over and I'm going to help. So the light turned green. Light turns green, I swoop up on the little liquor store lot. I hop out in my suit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, where are we trying to go? The guy was like, man, I'm just trying to get it out the street. So here I am, in my church shoes, but in my suit shoes, in my suit, and you know what I'm saying, jacket and tie and all that, and I'm helping. And the crazy thing about it is when I hopped out of my truck and in my suit and helped, then somebody else came to help. But it's still a whole bus stop full of people right here not doing a doggone thing but watching these people struggle. I said that to say this. In our lives, excuse me, yeah. In our lives, we're going to have some issues. We're going to have some stalled car moments where we're going to have to push our way through, or why someone is pushing, we're trying to navigate. While we're navigating our way through, there are going to be people on the sideline that all they have to do is lift a hand. But they would rather indulge in watching you struggle than to lift a hand to make your endearment just a little bit easier. The love of man has waxed cold when we're able to sit on the sideline, when we're able to see our young kids get shot up. That little 15, 16 year old girl got shot up on her own block by an automatic rifle, and no one knows anything. It's a shame that we will watch, that we will sit idly by and watch each other perish. We will rather laugh at someone's failed attempt than to band together and help one another out. I can't take it, man. I cannot take it. It really is mind-boggling to me. Like, seriously, it is very mind-boggling to me. But I'm going to tell you this. When you can make it through your struggle, if we can make it through the darkness, if we could just make it through our dilemma. See, we've all had wilderness moments. But a wilderness moment can lead to a Red Sea experience. That means that you may feel lost for a period of time in your life. You may feel like, why am I out here? But the thing is that even though when you were out in the wilderness, you didn't perish. I don't care where you are in your life right now, man. If you're breathing, God is sustaining you. Sometimes we may be like, God, why me? And God is saying, why not you? You're stronger than people take you for. I'm using you as a tool. We may not be where everybody else wants us to be, but where do you want to be? We may be in that situation right now in the wilderness, but every day we get up, man, God has given us manna and quail. Every day when we come to a roadblock and we hit that rock, we're getting water to sustain us, to continue to give us life. When you look around and you see all the destruction behind you, when you see all the people that set you up with snares have fallen to the left and fallen to the right and fallen behind you, all of the people that threw dirt on your name, all of the people that talked bad about your situation, all of the people that said you would never amount to anything, and all that garbage, all that trash, all that manure that they threw on top of you sprouted the seed that God had planted inside of you. And now that you're growing, you're pushing up through the dirt. You're realizing who God has called you to be. They tried to drown you, but understood all that did was make your roots sink deeper into the Word of God. The sunlight tried to burn you up, but didn't realize that you were getting all that you needed from the nutrients of the ground around you. So as you look back through the wilderness, and you see all the people that have died off because they didn't believe God. I'm sorry, y'all. Excuse me. As you look back through the wilderness, and you see all the things that tried to take you out, you now have control over them. And as you continue to follow the plans and the ordered steps that God has placed you in, and you look out in front of you, and the sea parts, and you begin to cross over. Now understand this, people, that our Red Sea experience, it ain't as glamorous as they may have shown in the movies. See, because what you gotta see, I really hope somebody is following me tonight, man, as I close out this show, and I don't know why it went in this direction like this. Anything that has been covered with water for an extended period of time, especially dirt and sand, it is mud. Come on, somebody. So even when the Red Sea splits in front of you and you make your journey, you take that first step, you're going to sink down in some mud. You take that second step, you may hit your foot on a rock. But you look back behind you and you see the wilderness, so you know you have no place to go but forward. Press on. I don't know your situation, but I'm asking you. Press on. I don't know your circumstance. Press on. Your financial situation, your health, press on. My God. We gotta press our way through, man. Faith without works is dead. I say it every week. Faith without works is dead. Press on. See, when you allow people to put you in a box and box you up, then they're able to package you, to throw wrapping paper on you, and present you how they want you to be seen. It goes the same for church. It goes the same for praise, worship. It goes the same for living a life for God. Follow him. Follow him. People gonna talk about you anyway. Follow him. People gonna talk about you when you're doing good. Follow him. People gonna talk about you if you stumble. Follow him. People gonna talk about you when your health is in perfect form. Follow him. People gonna talk about you if you can barely breathe. Follow him. We have to get in the habit of speaking life. No, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. We create life, but we have the ability to speak life. The word says it. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Speak life. I don't care how in the world you're feeling in the mornings. If your eyes open, my sister, you better speak life. I don't care how bad you think that your job may be, but if your feet hit the floor that morning, my brother, you better speak life. People out here losing their lives over foolishness. And we scared to speak it. We scared to teach it. But people will take it. Speak life. This is the thing. And I'm going to leave it at this tonight, man. Like I say, I don't know where God took it today. But the thing is this. This is the thing. At the end of the day, if we're not speaking life, what are we really doing? We give an enemy room to take our health, to take our finances, to take our mind. Speak life. I'm done. A prayer is not even necessary tonight, y'all. I don't care where you are. If you listen to this live, if you're streaming it, if you catch the archive, let me speak life over you right now. And everything that your heart desires, speak life over your health, over your finances, over your household, over your family, into your finances, in your mindset, a peace of mind. Let me speak life that you may lay down and get a peaceful night's sleep for tonight. Let me speak life. But as I speak it, the word says that it's to gather and agree in spirit. Can you speak it with me? I speak life. And if you're speaking life, as I'm speaking life, we're standing together. King Jesus is in the midst, and I'm saying, let it be. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll be back next week, man, with the 5-year anniversary of Kingdom Talk Radio. Maybe. We'll see what happens. For you that's listening, young lady, you know who you are. What's up, sis? God bless you. I love you. I'm glad you are well. I'm so glad that you are well. God bless you. My heart goes out to you. One day, you'll tell it all. One day, you ain't gonna be able to keep it to yourself. But it's Tony Dyson, man, signing off for Kingdom Talk Radio until next Tuesday, man. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith without works is dead. This last song that I'm playing, man, is one of my songs that I did with Minister Robert Davis, a.k.a. Rod Redeemed. And it's called I'm Trying. And it really just demonstrates an everyday walk. Listen to the words of this song, if you would, please. And we'll catch you next week on Kingdom Talk Radio. It's Tony Dyson signing out.
Romans 3 and 23. For we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6 and 23. For the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm trying.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. Lord, I put my trust in you, I can't depend on myself. And I'm standing on your word because I've got nothing left. I'm trying.
I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying.
I'm trying,
I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying.
As I lay prostrated before the Father, the accuser of the brethren telling me I shouldn't bother. So many situations, life passes up and down. Don't wanna get in my feelings and carry round a frown. Truth be told, people see what they want. I stay armored up, resisting all the devil's taunts. Behind these closed doors, man, you won't believe the story. But I'm still standing tall, giving God the glory. By my own hands, I should've died years ago. My toe tag reading victim of an overdose. A gracious God loved me so that he did the most. 2,000 years ago his son died up on a post. Some call it a cross, but either way his blood was shed. And hell was waiting on my soul, but I lived instead. Rebuke the devil in the face because you know he's lying. Keep pressing towards the mark, Lord, you know I'm trying.
Valley of the shadow of death, and I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. Lord, I put my trust in you, I can't depend on myself. And I'm standing on your word because I've got nothing left. I'm trying,
I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. 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 I'm trying, and some of these lines may sound absurd, but sometimes I don't feel like walking by faith and reading my word. My appetite for sin, I don't always try to curb, cause gratifying my flesh feels so much better than submitting, sir. That's on some real. Find myself in the valley of the shadows, with death written down my neck. That's the final cost of sin, so trying to look to the hills, but here lately my view's obstructed by the cares of this life. Got me feeling weak and disgusted. My anger got me tripping, short tempered, quick to snap off. Temptation for worldly things trying to get me to fall off is weighing heavy on me. Refuse to bend or break. I need intimate time with the Father, that secret place. So I hit the floor, face to the ground.
It's time for me to worship.
I can't do this on my own, Lord, I need you right now.
So I fulfill my purpose,
giving God all the glory. Had to praise him in advance for loving me in spite of me. He gave me another chance. I'm trying.
Valley of the shadow of death, and I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. Lord, I put my trust in you, I can't depend on myself. And I'm standing on your word because I've got nothing left. I'm trying.
I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying.
I'm trying,
I'm trying, I'm trying.
I'm trying,
I'm trying, I'm trying.
I'm trying,
I'm trying, I'm trying.